This is episode 2084 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Megley, and I welcome you to the next to the last episode of our series we're exploring this week. We're exploring an important theme. This is the theme of you sleeping well. You've been exploring all week long a sleep formula. We've broken down the word formula, which has seven letters, and each day we've taken a letter and applied it to a strategy for you to sleep better. So we started off with F, and we are now today at the letter L, and it represents laughter. All week long, you've gone through some tense emotional release as you've explored a different meditation technique to help you manage your stress and your emotions so you could sleep better. This is often the missing piece for different recommendations to sleep better. If you Google how to sleep better, you'll come across all these different lifestyle habits, which are really powerful and can help you. But regardless of how well you set up your room to sleep better, how well you eat that day, the kind of movement you give yourself, all these things can help you. But the key component to sleeping well, as long as you don't have anything medical going on, is often how you manage your emotions during the day. When you're stressed and tense throughout the day, it really doesn't matter how comfortable your bed is at night. You're not likely to be able to sleep well. So throughout this week, you've explored how to release emotional stress. And one of the best ways to do that is with laughter. I always say that it's good to have a meditation ritual that's a little rough around the edges. And what I mean by that is, don't be intimidated by your own meditation ritual. Try not to make it so precious that you can't live up to it. So if you find yourself meditating in a messy room, a noisy location, you're haggard and you're just really feeling flustered, just know that that is often the perfect time to meditate. It's when your emotions are high on stressed out, distracted, overwhelmed emotions. And so when you sit down and allow your mind and body to calm down, if you sit for a few minutes, that's great. You're still receiving benefits. You're going to want to sit longer and longer the more consistently you sit for even a minute or two on a regular basis. You don't have to sit with your legs crossed on the floor on a meditation cushion with a candle lit and soft music every time you meditate. Meditate on the go doesn't have to be so perfect. I remember when my children were young and it was really difficult for me to find the time or the space to meditate. So what I often did is I meditated as I waited for them at their different events. When I would sit in the car line, that was really slow, and I would have to arrive to their school about half an hour early just to get a good place in the car line, I would meditate. I also would meditate when I would drop them off at their soccer practices. I would just maybe spend 10 minutes or so in the car meditating, and then I would get out and watch their practice. And it's not like I got a really deep meditation, but I definitely calmed my mind and body. And the more you do this, the more you train your brain to be able to calm yourself when you feel frazzled. And this will help you sleep better at night. Now for today, your laughter. I recommend that you take some time today. I'm recording this for a Friday. It might be a different day as you listen to this. Do something that makes you laugh. Call someone on the phone who makes you smile, or watch a funny movie, or read a funny book, or listen to a funny podcast. Smile and release tension as you laugh. Laughter is good medicine. And when you do this on a regular basis, especially if you build it into your day, you are going to find that you start looking forward to these times of release where you're laughing, especially during these times where things are a little tense. Build more laughter into your days. One of my friends, she was actually a roommate from college. Her name is also Mary. She has the funniest things happen to her. All I have to do is go onto her Facebook page and I start laughing because she finds herself in the craziest predicaments. And we all love that about her because she is just funny without even meaning to be funny. Seeing life through her eyes really makes me smile. Maybe you know somebody like that. So that is your challenge for today. It is to laugh. Now, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, know, as always, the full half-hour guided meditations are on my app, which is the Sip and Om meditation app. So if you're ready for a deeper level of meditation, that's where you can find it. And I invite you to try it for 2 weeks, free access to the full app. And as you close your eyes and relax your mind and your body, notice where you might feel tension. And notice if it's the same place you felt tension the last time you sat down to meditate. Consciously throughout your day, scan your body to notice where you tend to hold certain emotions. Now tonight, as you go to sleep, you might be doing this as you go to sleep right now, but if you're not, I challenge you to memorize this visualization so you can do it as you go to sleep. As you relax your mind and body, bring to mind a time when you felt safe and sound. When you felt carefree and joyous. A time when you were laughing and the world seemed a happy, fun place to be. This could be a time when you were young. Maybe a grandparent or some loved one was tickling you, or you were rolling around on the grass or running on a beach. Whatever it is, visualize yourself at that moment. Your moments in your life when you were this carefree. Not a worry in the world. This could be a time when you were with your own children when they were younger, or maybe they are young, or with friends. Remember these times. They're there within you. They're part of your history. How often do you think of them? Are your days most often clouded by the worries and the cares? Remember the times of freedom and joy. Continue reflecting on your laughter, visualizing your face and who you were with and what you were doing. And put yourself in this state emotionally. Feel it deeply within you. And then break away from your reflection and sit in stillness, allowing these sensations to course through your body, emotionally and physically. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable meditating. You are so worth slowing down for.